Thank you for tuning in to our North Point Community Church podcast. Wherever you are in your faith journey, we pray that as you listen to this message, you will be encouraged and empowered. If you would like more information about our community, visit our website at ncc.team.
It wouldn't have been Good Friday for them. They may have called it Bad Friday. They may have called it Black Friday. They may have called it Dark Friday. They may have called it Devastating Friday. But it definitely would not have been labeled Good Friday. You see, it's a lot different today for us than it was for them then. Because we look at Friday through the lens of Sunday. You see, we see Friday's pain through the perspective of Sunday's resurrection. But the followers of Jesus were not talking on Friday about the triumph of Sunday. No, instead, they were living in despair on Sunday because of the disappointment that they faced on Friday. You know, and it's interesting to me. It's interesting to me that in the Gospels, four times, Jesus tells his disciples that he is going to be killed or that he is going to be resurrected. Four different times in Scripture, we see that. And now, I don't know about you, but I would just think that if the man that said he was going to be crucified and resurrected, he was also the man who stood up and calmed the storm, that he was also the man that spoke to the lame and saw him walk, spoke to the deaf and they could hear, speak to the blind and they could see. If it was the same man that stood and cursed the fig tree and they watched it die, if it was the same man, I would think that this man would have a little bit of credibility. So after all of that, if he said, hey, I'm going to die, and 3 days later, I'm going to rise from the dead, I would have thought that his disciples would have accepted that and then expected it to come to pass. But see, we read about one of these accounts in Matthew chapter 16. In Matthew chapter 16, just going to read a few verses of Scripture. In verse 21, it says this, that from then on, Jesus began to tell his disciples plainly that it was necessary for him to go to Jerusalem and that he would suffer many terrible things at the hands of the elders, the leading priests, and the teachers of the religious law. He would be killed, but on the third day, he would be raised from the dead. The Bible says that Jesus told them plainly. He wasn't trying to hide it. He wasn't putting it in the form of a parable where they had to figure it out. No, Jesus told them plainly, we are going to Jerusalem. I'm going to die, but it's okay because 3 days later, I'm going to get up out of the grave. Verse 22, but Peter took him aside and began to reprimand him for saying such things. Heaven forbid, Lord, he said, this will never happen to you. Jesus turned to Peter and said, get away from me, Satan. You are a dangerous trap to me. You are seeing things merely from a human point of view and not from God's. Let's pray before we continue. Father, I pray that you would speak to our hearts tonight. Open up our eyes to see and our ears to hear, our mind to understand and our heart to receive everything that you want to communicate to us tonight. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And with faith and expectation, everybody in the room said, amen. Amen. You see, here in the text, we see the disciples' problem. Their problem is that they were looking through the wrong lens. They had the wrong perspective and the wrong point of view. And it was not just in this moment when Peter speaks that he had the wrong point of view. It continued on even after the crucifixion because we see that the disciples were hiding and they had locked themselves away in a room whenever Jesus appears to them. And this is what we learn in this moment. We see that their fearful possibilities are overriding Jesus's faithful promises. The fearful possibilities of what could happen to me, the fearful possibilities of what is in store for my future was overriding the faithful promises that Jesus had given his followers. But what if they What if they would have stopped for a moment and reframed it all? You see, whenever you reframe something, it means that you change the focus of it. Or for our talk tonight, it would be that you would change the perspective or the point of view. What if they would have just taken a 20-second time out and they would just have reframed the day and reframed the moment that they were in? Because this is what Good Friday felt like to them. Good Friday felt like defeat. It felt like the enemy had won. What Good Friday felt like to them was Good Friday felt very sorrowful because they were losing a friend, their master, and their Lord. What Good Friday felt like was very confusing because they did not think that this is how it was going to go. What Good Friday felt like was it felt wrong because they saw an innocent man crucified. What Good Friday felt like to the disciples was anguish. Because they said, this is probably not going to turn out well for each of us either. You see, that's what Good Friday felt like, but that's not what Good Friday actually was. You see, what Good Friday actually was the fulfillment of God's promises. 700 years before Jesus ever stepped on the earth, the prophet Isaiah prophesied this in Isaiah chapter 53. Verses 4 through 6, and Isaiah said this, it was our weaknesses that he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down, and we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so that we could be made whole. He was whipped so that we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We left God's path to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. You see, what Good Friday actually was the fulfillment of God's plan from the very beginning. Because we know in Revelation that the Word of God says that the Lamb was slain from the foundations of the world, that Jesus was born to die, and it was the fulfillment of God's plan all along. That's what Good Friday actually was. But it wasn't just the fulfillment of God's plan, it was also God's perfect sacrifice for the salvation of the world. This is what the Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 29, as Jesus was coming to be baptized, and John the Baptist says this. He says, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Look, there is the Lamb of God. There is the spotless Lamb, the Lamb that is without blemish, the Lamb who will be sacrificed for the hope and the salvation of the entire world. You see, that's what Good Friday actually was. Good Friday was also the love and grace of God on full display. That's what Good Friday actually was. It was the love and grace of God on full display. The Bible says this in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. It's the fact that God demonstrated his love. He showed us his love. And where did he show us his love? When Jesus was hanging on the cross, when he died for you and he died for me and he died for the disciples, it was in that moment that God's grace and love was on full display for the world to see. You see, what if they could have reframed this moment? Reframed it from what it felt like to what it actually was. What if they could have reframed this moment and changed the focus and changed their perspective from the way it seemed to what he actually said? What if they could have reframed the moment? What if they could have taken their focus off of their personal disappointment and been able to see clearly into God's divine assignment? What if they would have been able to take, for just a moment, to take their focus off of their own pain and disappointment and allow themselves to see that this is God's destiny moment? What if they could have reframed it from their pain to his plan? Well, what if they could have just taken their lens and just reframed it for a moment from their fearfulness to his faithfulness? What if they could have just seen something different on this Friday by just reframing the moment, and instead of seeing their setback, they could have seen his setup? What if they could have just reframed the moment? See, if they could have reframed it, then they could have renamed it. If they could have had a different perspective and a different point of view, then they could have called it something different. It wouldn't have been Fretful Friday. It wouldn't have been Scared Out of My Mind Saturday. If they could have reframed it, then it wouldn't have been Hideaway Sunday. If they could have reframed it and they could have seen it, then they could have named it something else, and they could have said, no, wait a minute, I see something different. I've got a different perspective and a different point of view. Wait a minute, this isn't Fretful Friday. This is Good Friday. This is the fulfillment of the Word of God. This is the Lamb that was promised to take away the sin of the world. Wait a minute, I see something else happening here, and it's not my pain. It's the plan of God being fulfilled right before my very eyes. I change the name of today and I call it Good Friday. What if they would have changed the name, and it wouldn't have been Scared Out of My Mind Saturday, but they would have changed the name and they have said, no, this is Set Up Saturday. This is something good's about to happen Saturday. And I know it doesn't feel good, and I know it doesn't look good right now, but he told us, in 3 days I will rise again, and that's tomorrow. So today is just Set Up Saturday, because God's getting ready to do a miracle tomorrow. Something's about to happen in the heavenlies. Something is about to happen right here on this earth, and it is going to be worth talking about tomorrow. And what if they would have named Sunday before Sunday ever got here, and they said, Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. I'm not hiding out on Sunday. Sunday is resurrection. I'm going to be standing at the tomb. I'm going to be waiting and watching to see this miracle, because I reframe my perspective. And when I reframe it, I can rename it and I can call it whatever I want to call it, because God told me what to call it before he died. You see, if they would have renamed it, then they wouldn't have had to wait for somebody else to call it Good Friday. They wouldn't have had to wait a decade. They wouldn't have had to wait till the next generation. They could have gone ahead and called it what it actually was. But because of their perspective, because of their frame, because of the lens that they were looking through, they were more focused on how they would feel instead of what God had already revealed. And you see, we always get in trouble when we're looking through the lens of how we feel and not what God has revealed, when we're looking through our own emotions and not his word. You see, the disciples aren't the only ones tonight that are guilty. How many times have we overlooked his words? How many times have we overlooked his promises? How many times have we overlooked the perspective of Jesus in our own lives? After all, it was Jesus that said, blessed are the peacemakers. But we have a tendency to gossip and stir up strife. It was Jesus that said, nothing is impossible with God, but yet we feel hopeless and helpless many times. After all, it was Jesus that said, turn the other cheek, but we have a tendency to always throw one more passive-aggressive jab in before the conversation is over. You see, it was Jesus that said, give up your life to find it, but too many times we find ourselves clinging to our life so that it doesn't get away from us. It was Jesus that said, I will always be with you, but yet sometimes we act like he is 10,000 miles away. You see, sometimes we forget what he said. Sometimes we find ourselves just like the disciples. We forget the promises that he made. And we forget what he has said to us. And then we find ourselves in our own Fretful Fridays. We find ourselves in our own Scary Saturdays. We find ourselves in our own Hideaway Sundays. We get surprised by bad news. We get discouraged by a bad break. And we experience bad dark days in our lives. But what if we, like the disciples, what if we would reframe the moment? What if we would reframe our situation? What if we would reframe our adversity? What if we would reframe the season that we are in right now? What if you would change the focus so that you could see through your Friday and into your Sunday? What if you changed the focus and you reframed it so that you could see through your test into your testimony? What if you reframed it so that you could see past your breakdown and into your breakthrough? What if you reframed it so that you could see through your burden all the way into the blessing? What if you reframed some things in your life so that you saw through your worry and you saw into His words that He has spoken into your life? What if you just reframed the season that you're in? You see, if we just reframed it, what if we reframed it around Romans 8:28? What if we just reframed our life around this one scripture in Romans 8:28? I'll read it out of the Amplified Version. It says, "And we know with great confidence." I love that. "And we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together as a plan for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to His plan and purpose." What if we reframed everything in our life around this guarantee from God that we know with great confidence, without the shadow of a doubt, that God, the God who is deeply concerned about us, the God that sees us, and the God that hears us, and the God that loves us, and that God is causing all the things in our lives to work together for our good because we love Him and we've been called according to His purpose in our lives. But like the disciples, we have a tendency to frame life around what it is now and how it feels in the moment. We have a tendency to only see through one lens, and that lens is what it is right now and how it feels in this moment. But what if we reframed it around what it will be in my future according to the promises of God? Well, what if it wasn't just what it was right now? What if it wasn't just how it felt right now? But what if I could reframe the picture and see it from a different perspective and see it through a different lens and a different point of view? And it wasn't about what it is right now, but it is about what it was going to be in the future through the lens of the promises of Almighty God. You see, if you would reframe it, then guess what? You could rename it. If you reframed your pain, you could rename your pain. If you reframed your situation, then you could rename your situation. If you reframe it, you can rename it. If you reframe it, you'll be looking through the lens, and as you reframe it, you say, whoa, wait a minute, it's not over. Wait a minute. No, I see something. I thought it was over, but I'm seeing something. Oh, no, wait a minute. He's carrying me over. He's making me an overcomer. I'm seeing something different through the lens of my perspective right now. You said, oh, no, wait a minute. I see something else. This is not the end. I thought it was the end. I thought there was no hope. Wait a minute. It's not the end. God's making a brand new beginning in my life. I see it through a different perspective. Wait a minute. This is not bad Friday. Wait a minute, this is Good Friday. Why is it Good Friday? Because God is working things together for my good. It ain't your mama working it out. It ain't your granddaddy working it out. It is Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth, and He is putting His hands in your life. He is putting His hands into your situation, and He says, I will work it out for your good. I will put every piece of the puzzle that you need, everything that has broken, I will be sure that it's mended back. Everything that's missing, I will provide for you, because I'm working it all out for your good. And I am the God that loves you, and I'm the God that cares about you, and I'm the God that is carrying you through whatever you're facing right now in life. It's God that's working. So why don't we reframe some things in our life? Why don't we reframe our pain and find His plan? Why don't we just take a moment and reframe what we are going through and see what He is going to do? Why don't we just take a moment and reframe it? Because if we reframe it, then we get to rename it. And hear me, if you reframe it and you rename it, then you can reclaim it. Do you remember Joseph? I'm gonna close now. Joseph in the Old Testament. Joseph was betrayed by his brothers. He was thrown into a pit. He was sold by his brothers into slavery. He was falsely accused. He went through 9 levels of hell in his life. When you thought it couldn't get worse, it just kept on getting worse for Joseph. And this is what Joseph says at the end of his life. In Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, he said this, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for my good." This is Romans 8:28 before Romans 8:28 made it into the Word. You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so that I could save the lives of many people. What was Joseph saying? Joseph said, I made a decision to reframe my life, because I could have just seen through the lens of bitterness. I could have seen through the lens of blame. I could have seen through the lens of resentment. I could have allowed hate to take root in my heart. I could have done, but that's not what I did. No, I reframed it in my life. And I said, wait a minute, I'm seeing something different. I don't want my perspective. I want God's perspective. I don't want my point of view. I want His point of view. And you see, that's why Simon Peter missed it, because he was only looking through his point of view. But Joseph says, no, wait a minute, I'm reframing this thing. And you meant to harm me, but God meant it all for my good. And he said, I'm not just reframing it, I'm renaming it. Because what you did to hurt me, God used to help me. And what you thought was going to take me out, God used to elevate me. And he said, now I am in this position because I reframed it and I renamed it. Now I got to reclaim my dream, and I got to reclaim my purpose. Bitterness could have put me in a prison over here. Disappointment could have put me in a prison over here. But I reframed it, and I renamed it. And because of that, I reclaimed the purpose that God had for me from the very beginning. I reclaimed my dream. I reclaimed my destiny because I was willing to reframe and rename so that I could walk into the purpose that God had for me. So I don't know what your Friday is. I don't know what your dark season is. I don't know what your pain is today. I don't know what it is, but I know this. If you don't reframe it, you can't rename it. And if you don't rename it, then you can't reclaim it. And it would have read a whole lot of different in Joseph's story if he didn't reframe it and rename it so that he could reclaim it in his own life. Because this is what he ended saying. He brought me to this position so that I could save many lives. The purpose that God has for your life is too valuable. The mission that God has for your life is too important. You can't get trapped in the wrong perspective. You can't get trapped in the wrong point of view. You can't be standing over here saying it's bad Friday, it's devastating Friday. No, I just got to reframe it. And you say, but wait a minute, it hurts. Yes, it hurts. You say, is it not painful on Friday? No, it's still painful on Friday. Is it disappointing on Friday? Oh yeah, it's disappointing on Friday, but I'm looking through my pain into his promise. And I'm looking through my situation, and I'm seeing a Savior who will rescue me and will strengthen me and will see me all the way through. You can't do this with a human perspective. You can't do this with a human point of view. There's only one way to get to this. There's only one way for you to get to your destiny. There's only one way for you to get to your purpose. There's only one way to get where God is calling you, and that is when you get his perspective and you get his point of view, and you're not going to catch that in the original frame of life. You're going to have to begin to reframe some things to get a different perspective, to begin to see it a different way, because your aunt and your uncle will tell you to see it one way, and your coworker will tell you to see it this way, and everybody's telling you how to see it through the natural perspective, and Dr. Phil on Monday afternoon is telling you how to find it this way, and you watch the late night talk show and they're telling you how to see it this way. No, my friends, you got to reframe it with the perspective of God. And when you begin to reframe it, you start seeing something different. And when you see something different, you can start naming it. And when you name it, then you can step into it and you can reclaim it in your life and say, this is not what I thought it was. God is working it out for my good, and I will step into his purpose and his destiny for my life. See, some of you need to look at your situation right now and you need to say, no, it is Good Friday. It is Good Friday. Oh, it might hurt, but it's Good Friday. It might stink right now, but it's Good Friday. It might not look good, but it is Good Friday in my life, because I know that Sunday's coming. I want you to stand with me right now. Bow your heads just for a moment. When it was a dark day 2,000 years ago, it was a day of uncertainty. It was a day of hurt. It was a day of fear, worry, anxiety. Some of you know that day all too well. You walked into this room tonight in the midst of your own dark season, your own challenges, your own pain, your own hurts and disappointments. But as you're standing here tonight, I challenge you. Take out the lens of heaven. Take out the telescope of God. And begin to get a different perspective and a different point of view. Begin tonight to see through your test with your troubled teenager into the testimony that's going to come out of the other side. Out the lens of heaven tonight and just get a glance, just glance for a moment . See through what it is and how it feels right now . See into the promises of God. He says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Just look through that lens for a moment. And as you look through that lens, you'll see past your breakdown into your breakthrough. If you just look through that lens tonight, I challenge you tonight. Don't miss your Good Friday moment, because you're looking with the wrong perspective. just, you're looking through the wrong point of view right now. Tonight I challenge you, reframe it. And as you reframe it, I challenge you to rename it. This is not the end. This is a brand new beginning. I challenge you tonight to rename it. It's not over. He's just making me an overcomer. I challenge you tonight to rename it. Challenge you to rename it. And if you rename it, let me tell you, you can reclaim. You can reclaim your peace. You can reclaim your joy. You can reclaim your destiny. You can reclaim your dream. You can reclaim your hope. You can reclaim your life. You can reclaim whatever you have lost. You can reclaim it tonight, because I'm seeing with a different perspective. I'm seeing it through the perspective of what God has already spoken over me, that all things are possible to him that believes, that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I'm just reframing it, I'm renaming it, and I'm reclaiming it tonight. This Good Friday is my Good Friday moment. Your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed. You say, Philip, I've got something I've got to reframe. I've got something I've got to rename. And there's something that I need to reclaim in my life. You say, this message is speaking right to me right now. And you say, I'm already taking out the lens. I'm already seeing it through God's perspective. I'm getting ready to call it what it actually is, not the way it feels like to me. I'm getting ready to call it what God said it was going to be. And I'm reclaiming some things today that I've lost. If that's you, come on, I just want you to lift up your hand right now and say, Philip, you're speaking to me tonight. I'm getting ready to reframe it. Maybe you're getting ready to rename it. Maybe you're getting ready to reclaim it. I don't know what it is tonight, but you say, I'm getting ready tonight. This is my Good Friday. This is not my Bad Friday, my Dark Friday. I'm changing the name, and I'm saying, this is my Good Friday. I'm going to see the fulfillment of the Word of God come to pass in my life. I will see it come to pass. Come on, will you pray with me tonight? Say, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your goodness and your grace. I know that I need you. Tonight I come humbly, but I come full of faith, because I believe that you love me, that you care about me, that you hear me, and you have a future for me. Help me to reframe some things, so that I can rename some things, so that I can reclaim some things in my life. I declare this season is Good Friday. This day is my Good Friday. Father, I pray for each and every one that lifted up their hand in this place. And God, I just declare that it is Good Friday for them. I declare that this is their season when they begin to see it differently. They begin to name it differently. And they begin to grab hold of the future and the purpose and the destiny and the dream that you have for them. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, give God some praise.
Here at North Point Community Church, we believe in creating Christ-centered, culture-changing community through the message of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for your support. If you would like more information, you can visit our website at ncc.team or follow us on any social media platform at CC North Point.